Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Galen's here. Rich is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Almost two decades been hanging out with us and sharing some insights into the politics of America and the world. He's a global reporter and traveler and businessman and political expert, author and purveyor of the outstanding twice a week cyber column Mullings.com. He spins to the right most of the time. He's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back.
I can't wait to hear this guy.
Yeah, it's the one your mother gave me a long time ago. So, hey Rich. We got that government shutdown thing going on, and the market said ho-hum so far, and obviously I want our men and women in uniform to get paid. Social Security, all those kinds of checks are mandated to go out by law. They have to go out. They can't stop paying those. But people can get furloughed, and at this moment, is this anything more than a partisan sideshow than something that Americans are concerned about?
No, I mean, I was just tweeting back and forth or texting back and forth with some friends. I'm at home in Alexandria, Virginia, and I said that the biggest thing about the shutdown for me is that there won't be much traffic this morning. And I think that's for most. I mean, because when you look at it, I mean, the senior people are called critical staff. So they stay on duty and they get paid. It's the people that are the advisors to the advisors or the clerks or people like that that get to stay home, have to stay home.
Will they actually miss it? Will they actually get a deduct on their pay for today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, but, I mean, they'll make it up. I mean, the Congress will pass a special law and retroactively pay everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, if you're an E-4, sitting around South Korea – you're not making that much money, and you know.
But they're not going. But they're not. Their money's. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, their money is not. I mean, if you're living, you know, month to month paycheck, and now here we are, you know, starting to get deep into the month of January, and you know, you got to tell your wife, well, you know, see if you know.
So the military is affected by this.
Email around and see if the electric company will let us wait a couple of weeks.
Right.
I mean, it's real stuff to them.
Mm-hmm. And they are getting caught up in this. We'll get paid in
March. It doesn't do you any good if you can't pay the bills in January.
That's right. That's right. Well, as you say, though, the government will come back and correct that, though, right? They'll correct that. But there is a cash flow issue. And as you said, if you're an E-4, the cash is everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have a balance sheet.
You're only making about 35.
You don't have any retained earnings.
No, and, you know, I was thinking about that earlier today, Jim, that, you know, this is like running your hardware store and saying, well, to everybody, well, we're a little short of cash this month, so nobody gets paid, but everybody come in anyway.
Well, if Congress were in the marketplace, they would not just get fired. We would take them out and stake them out on the ground like a doggie out west. We'd rope them and tie them up with a cattle a knot, and we'd brand a big scarlet U on the foreheads. Unemployable. Unemployable.
I would have said it.
Just like you and me.
that's right.
We're unemployable, and they are too. They're unemployable because they're incompetent and because of partisanship.
What they're like is like, remember, you were probably a pretty good student, so this didn't apply to you, but it absolutely applied to me. I knew all semester, you know, in sociology 315, that there was a term paper due at the end of the semester. And I would kind of look over there, and I'd go down to the pub, and I'd say, I'll get started on that next week. And lo and behold, next week finally came, and I had 2 days to do this paper that I had a whole semester to put together. And I stayed up for 48 straight hours. That's what these clowns are like.
I made a barely passing grade on one of those, and the professor, I'll never forget, it's been a long time ago, I never forget what he wrote on the top of it. He said, rather small effort, Mr. Blasingame. I said, caught me. I'm out. Anyway, but these guys, that's what these guys are like. And,
yeah, that's
and,
right.
And my D only affected me, but their D, their F affects a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it does. And they do it because specifically because they know they can put pressure on each other.
Right.
You know, on shutdown.
Well, who will get the blame this time?
Think the Republicans, they run everything.
But when they didn't run things, they got blamed.
Well, they didn't have message control. Now they got message control, but no message.
Doesn't sound like it. Quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rich to dive into some of the investigations that are going on in Washington. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.